You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.
This is New Hampshire Now on 1039, 1415, nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of New Hampshire Now is brought to you by ARP New Hampshire, as well as the Concord Food Co-op. And this segment of the show, presented by P&N Automotive. I trust Chuck. He's the best in the capital region. I know it's so hard to find an honest garage. P&N Automotive, 140 Pleasant Street. Phone number 225-4313. Again, that's 225-4313. We are honored to be joined on the program right now by one of the legendary voices in rock music. He is John Anderson of Yes fame, and he's going to be coming to the Granite State in early April for a concert at the Tupelo Music Hall. We're excited about that. We're excited about his new album as well, 1,000 Hands, and we're going to play a couple of tracks off of that album as well, and we're excited that he's joining us here on the New Hampshire Now program as we'll be in the Granite State coming up on April the 7th at the Tupelo Music Hall. John Anderson. John, how are you?
Good, thank you. Good to hear from you.
Appreciate you joining us for the program. And first, to tell us a little about this tour, a solo tour for you. It's going to be taking you here through the Northeast, out towards the Midwest as well. You tour with a Yes group as well. Tell us a little bit about what this tour is like for you.
Well, it's very exciting, very adventurous. I've got an 8-piece band. I've got a violin player, flute player, trombone player. You name it, we got it. And we're just having a great time putting a show together for the last couple of weeks.
What is
It's great to do classic Yes songs and just upgrade them to sort of big band sounding, modern sounding combination of musicians, and doing John Vangelis songs, new songs. It's very entertaining for us, so I'm sure people are going to enjoy the show. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, what is it like to have all those different tools in the toolbox, so to speak, that gives you, the opportunity to do whatever you want on a night-in, night-out basis musically?
I think that's the magic of music, and if you can get the right people together, and most of these people are very, very excited about what we're doing. Some of them, one or two, are a bit confused and more than excited, because it's like coming to a school of music here. And so you can rearrange some of the classic Yes music to sound even better for me on stage, and then doing the new music and making it sound as good as the record, even better. Again, it's like a musical adventure evening for us.
Did you have any idea and concept when, you co-founded Yes in 1968, which is over 50 years ago, that, those songs, like I've Seen All Good People, Roundabout, Long Distance Runaround, obviously Owner of a Lonely Heart in the 80s, did you have any idea of the broad spectrum that you were going to create musically and the interest that was going to be generated?
Gosh, that's a good question. No. You start off in a band hoping to keep going for a couple of years, maybe 3 years, to get a record made. That's sort of a dream come true when it happens, and then 4 or 5 albums later, you can't believe that you've started this journey, a lifetime of making music. You really don't set off thinking, for the next 50 years, I'll be making music. You never think that way. You just hope to survive a few years, and here we are. 50-some years later, and I'm right in the middle of making so much music, and obviously this new album that took 30 years to finish, life will be like that, and working with some great musicians who listen to everything you've got in your mind and are quick to react to ideas, and we just did a couple of shows here in Orlando, and the feeling after the show was like school kids. We were so excited.
That's amazing that, that you still get that feeling. Because for some artists, obviously, it comes, it goes. We were talking with David Crosby when he was at the Tupelo a couple months ago. And for him, as he has gotten older, there's also kind of this sense of urgency, so to speak, in regards to making his music, but also in regards to enjoying every moment. And, he said, honestly, this could be my last show, so I might as well go out there and, and enjoy it and take in everything and have it mean a little bit more. Do you find that with yourself as well?
Totally. You don't go on stage and say, oh, got to do another show. No, you go on stage, you want to do the best show you've ever done, or else you can't breathe the next day. You wonder why things are not going well, the sound, it wasn't good, and lights should be better and things like that. That's why you rehearse like crazy, as we are doing now. You want to put on the best show you've ever done.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that, because I've never really gone in depth with an artist about the rehearsal process and, you know, the process of building the show. So what is that like for you? Are you an individual that wants to have everything a certain way and you have formulated that in your head? Or do you come out on stage and say, you know, I think that this would sound a little better if we did it this way? Or the lighting could be this way with this particular song. Is it a process where you have preconceived ideas as to what you would like everything to look like, and perhaps that even comes in the songwriting process? Or is it you come on stage and kind of troubleshoot as to the way things should sound?
I think generally over the years I was always involved in the staging of Yes, the production of Yes, the style of music of Yes, and I drove people crazy wanting to do long form pieces of music with structure and everything, and that's what I've always done, and I'm still doing it. And rehearsals are the same. You know, we have a sound guy, we have a lighting guy with us now for the last couple of days. He'll be with us for another 12 days, going through all the sounds creating, evolving the sounds, and at the same time doing the lights. So it's really like clockwork. We want to make it so that we feel comfortable that the show is sounding correct, looking correct, and actually then we can go on stage and perform. And that's when, that's the best of times, when you can go on stage knowing you've got a show together.
That right there, boys and girls, is a music legend in legendary Yes frontman John Anderson is joining us on the program this hour of the show, presented by ARP New Hampshire, as well as the Concord Food Co-op, and the segment of the program presented by PNN Automotive. He is going to be at the Tupelo Music Hall coming up on April the 7th down in Derry, and he has an album out, 1,000 Hands. And now we're going to play a couple of tracks off of that. We're going to play my favorite track, which is Makes Me Happy, which is a really nice, upbeat, fun track. And then John will pick out his favorite track to play for us a little bit later on here in the interview. But here is Makes Me Happy.
Feel so good. This is not a rehearsal, let it be so true. It is the first day of the rest of your life. I wish we said, let's make love, not where you see everything's possible. City. Whoever dreamed that we could see so clear? Whoever counted on the blessings of the children?
To be there, to be loved, 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 to be there, to be loved
evermore.
That is makes me happy right there. John, tell us a little bit about that song and kind of the process for you in creating this album. As you referenced, it was 30 years in the making.
Well, basically, it's a song that I wrote so many years ago. And when we were recording and finishing this album, I remembered it. And I just sent it to the producer and said, this is important for the record. We want a song that makes me happy. It's a song about being happy and my love for my wife, Janie, and just having fun together. Life can be fun, and so that's what we did. We just put it together, and he got a brass section coming in. It was the Tower of Power, very famous brass section, got involved and played on the record. And we're going to have to just remember, we haven't rehearsed it yesterday, so we've got to rehearse it first thing this morning. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Glad I got that on your mind. Give me another track here which really stands out to you and think it kind of represents the essence of what you're trying to create here.
Okay, Rama Lama, if you've got it, would be fun because it's a very up-tempo, very, very powerful song on stage, and we just enjoy performing it. It's a sort of very modern vocalization idea and kind of cool.
All right, let's hear that one.
Show me your life, to be there, to be real, to do something together now. Get up and fill up our life, it's the middle of a love fest, travel of a lot. Get up and show me your love, you are the answer to my life center. You really sing out about all for the giving of love every day.
Always ready for the answer, complete. High above the very
Ram Alama right there. John Anderson's joining us here on the program. A couple more things before we got to let you go, because you do have to get to rehearsal. The classic Yes tunes, what is your relationship like with those songs? Are there certain ones that you just kind of want to stay away from, that you think you've played too much? Different artists have different relationships with different ones of their songs. So is there a full-on embrace of all of the Yes material? Are there some songs that you enjoy playing more than others?
Like you said, you embrace them because they're part of your life, complete life. Roundabout, Owner of a Lonely Heart, Yours is No Disgrace, Starship mm-hmm. Trooper. These are what we're going to play because I want to hear them. I want to enjoy singing them. And we did Roundabout yesterday with the middle section. We're going to go doing a Cuban energy. And it just worked such a treat. So you just upgraded it a little bit, you know, the song.
Final thing, what do you have to do in regards to putting yourself in a particular mindset for your show? Like, where do you go mentally? Do the songs take you a certain place? Do you have to, as you've talked about, you know, meditating prior to shows? Where do you have to be mentally in order to put on your best performance and find your best self in front of an audience?
Wow. Just know that I'm so happy to be alive, so grateful for what I do. I'm so in love with my life and my wife. We have a great time, me and my wife, together traveling the world. And get up on stage, and I got to do my thing because I want to do it. I want to have a great time.
Well, appreciate your time, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing you in Derry in a couple weeks. And we'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks so much. Take care.
You as well. John Anderson here on New Hampshire Now. 159-1450 and nhtalkradio.com, one of the legendary voices of rock music. This hour of the program brought to you by the Concord Food Co-op as well as ARP New Hampshire. And that segment of the show presented by P&N Automotive. We'll come back with more after this.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.